The usually rainy Pacific Northwest is bracing for a drought this summer. Low river flows mean less water for irrigation and less power generated by the region's hydroelectric dams. Dry spells have become more frequent in the Northwest, and as NPR's Martin Costi reports, Seattle is considering the effects of long-term climate change.
Seattle just had a gorgeous winter. People in sunglasses were mowing their lawns in February, and a few took to wearing shorts in March. In the park with her kids, Ellen Camot says a lifelong Seattleite, such as herself, has just one response to weather like this.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. I know. I mean, the whole winter has not been like this ever, you know. It's just really nice.
But along with the giddiness comes a certain sense of foreboding. Sunny, dry weather just doesn't seem natural in Seattle this time of year. Camot's grandfather-in-law, Justin Camot, knows the danger signs.
All you have to do is look at the Olympic Mountains. I was looking at Mount Olympus driving up here today, and I said, it's hardly got any snow, and it's the highest mountain. You got to have snow to have water.
Seattle's water system relies on mountain snow as a secondary reservoir system. This year, the site of Brown Mountainsides has Mayor Greg Nichols asking residents to take voluntary steps to conserve.
Drought-tolerant landscaping, reuse of rainwater, capturing it. We've provided rain barrels to residential customers in our city so that they can capture rainwater and use that in their gardens. We're trying a lot of different techniques to keep reducing our reliance on the snowpack and the water supply.
Drought-tolerant landscaping in rainy Seattle? Nichols admits it sounds odd, but he says the definition of what's normal weather may be outdated.
People ought to think about this past winter when Seattle has a drought and Los Angeles has hillsides washing away in record rains. Something is changing.
It's impossible for climate scientists to say whether this particular dry spell is the consequence of global warming. But this is the third drought or near drought in 5 years, and the city water company is worried enough to hire scientists to study the effects climate change might have on Seattle's water supply. Using computerized climate models, researchers at the University of Washington have projected an increased frequency of dry years over the next 4 decades. Engineering professor Richard Palmer says although the study relies on models, there's nothing theoretical about the changes they're already observing in the water supply right now.
We're seeing runoff come in larger volumes in the spring today than we did in the past, which simply means that there's less snowpack available later in the summer to supplement the stream flows. And I think that's really important, the fact we've already seen this and can document that.
In the West, water rights often date back 100 years, and they're based on old measurements of supposedly normal river flows. Given climate change, Palmer says those long-standing ideas of normal may no longer apply.
There's the famous Yogi Berra quote, "The future ain't what it used to be." We really shouldn't be looking only at the past 50 or 60 years to project what might happen in the future.
So far, Seattle is one of only a handful of cities that have done studies of global warming's effect on water supply. The study has yet to trigger any changes in the city's long-term plans, but at the very least, it has provided the mayor with some scientific backing for his conviction that this weird weather may be less weird than it seems. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.